And you're on the Space Show. Coming up, we have some special guests with a special announcement to introduce them.
My name's Martin Aylward, and my dad's name is Peter Aylward. Peter met Neil Armstrong and and he was the first man on the moon in 1969. Dad. No, Peter.
Thank you, Andrew. That was very well done. Martin. Well done, buddy.
And how old are you, Martin?
Seven.
Okay, well, welcome to the Space Show, Martin and Peter.
Thanks, Andrew.
And this can't be true.
Yes, it is true.
Your son is just pulling our legs.
No, I can't believe myself. It was just a whole sequence of circumstances that came together that meant that I was in Sydney and that I met Neil Armstrong. He was actually brought out by the CPA group, the Certified Practicing Accountants group, to be the keynote speaker at their 125th anniversary celebration. And that took place last Wednesday, the 24th, in Sydney at Darling Harbour. Now, I'd heard a little bit about this through a friend of mine who's an accountant and said, oh, this would be great. And I thought, yeah, well, it would be great. But, you know, at that point, they were only selling tickets through the CPA, and it was, if you're a member, you got it for a significant discount. But if you were just Joe Public like me, it was a lot of money. So I thought, well, look, it's going to be a huge number of people and, yeah, it'd be great to see him, but I just couldn't justify that expense. And at that point, I wasn't even going to be in Sydney. Anyway, things happened, various things happened, and I actually happened to be in Sydney for that week. In the lead-up to it, I actually made contact with some friends of mine that actually you and I made friends with back in 2009 when we went up to Canberra for the Apollo 11 40th anniversary. And there's a group of guys up there who are the ex-tracking station staff from Honeysuckle Creek, Tibbenbilla and Parks. And these guys are now getting on, and they had a 40th anniversary reunion back then, and we got to know a few of them, and I mentioned to them about this event, and they said, yes, yeah, we're going, but we've got a special table. And I said, well, look, that's great, I can't afford the ticket, but yeah, I hope you have a really great night. So anyway, I corresponded with them a little bit, and turned out that I thought, well, I'll just go down and catch up with them beforehand and have a drink, cup of coffee or something, and maybe afterwards. So what happened then on the night is that one came up to me and said, oh, Peter, we've been able to secure you a ticket to come join us on our table for a nominal sort of a fee. So I thought, wow, this is great. So I went in, and there was a lot of people. It was like 800 people at this thing, and so Neil Armstrong was up there. And part of my justification or my thoughts in the lead-up to this was that I'd heard that Neil Armstrong was a rather reclusive, sort of quiet sort of fellow, and I thought, well, you know, he doesn't do that many public appearances. I found out later he actually does quite a lot, and we just don't know about him that much. But I thought it might have been like, you know, half an hour on stage, doing my little written prepared speech and get off, and, you know, with his minders, and that would be it. So I thought, well, you know, it's a big expense, and I don't think I could justify that. As it transpired, He was brought up on stage, and a few introductory speeches, which didn't go on for too long. Then he began to speak, and he was quite an eloquent speaker, and started off talking about cooperation and teamwork and all of those sorts of things, which was kind of nice, but me as a space geek and the others were sort of saying, come on, let's talk about space. But he didn't disappoint. He then wove the whole speech into teamwork and things, and how it related to Apollo and his experience. And then he began talking about his lead up, his prior work as an astronaut and a test pilot, and then started talking about the mission itself. During that, he revealed, and I'd heard this before, just prior to the event, that they were going to be premiering this new video that had been created. And what they had done is, when the lunar module was coming to land, people would probably be familiar with a movie camera that was attached to the lunar module looking out the window. There was no live direct TV broadcast of the landing. It was all just audio broadcast real-time back to the world. But there was a movie camera placed in this window. It was sort of on a bracket. So what they've done is they've gone to Google Moon, and unfortunately, because the telemetry for the landing phases has kind of been lost, they basically used visual information relating to the film frames and matched it up with the parameters in Google Moon. And essentially, you've got two images on screen, the left one being a rotated and adjusted 16mm film of the landing with computer-generated Google Moon full motion corresponding movement down to the landing. And the beauty of this was that Neil Armstrong had only seen the final cut the day before and at that point only gave his approval for it to be shown, and he gave a running commentary of the landing. This guy... He was, and it wasn't like he was just sitting there looking out in space. He was looking at the frames, looking at the film like we all were, and just talking about what was happening. And it was absolutely delightful. So that was really fantastic. So he ended up speaking, just on his own for about an hour and a quarter, I think. Maybe the time's not quite right, but it was quite extensive and quite in-depth and good and broad. And then, to my great delight and to most people's great delight, he actually sat down with the MC, the CEO of the CPA, who actually has some kind of relationship with a TV production company, and he runs these business-type TV interview, web-based interview shows. And he presented to a Parkinson-style... sit on the couch, let's talk about your life and the mission and whatever. And so I was actually pleasantly surprised. He asked some intelligent questions and some questions that were quite insightful and not just like, how do you go to the toilet in space and things like this. And then, to top it all off, they opened it up for questions from the mugs in the audience. So at this point, I just about jumped off the chair and stuck my hand up. And... So they started sending these microphones out to the room, and someone asked a question, and I'm standing there thinking, oh, well, I was sitting here with my arm up here thinking, well, this may not happen. And then all of a sudden from around my shoulder, the microphone comes to my hand. So I stand up and asked Neil Armstrong a question, which was related to whether or not, because there were a number of errors and problems in the landing itself, the computer problems they had, they were getting very, very low on fuel. And I basically said to him, look, you're a very, very experienced pilot. In hindsight, if you had got to within a reasonable range of landing on the moon, and I've heard from another lunar a moonwalker, not directly, but written, he said, look, really, you could land on the moon, because once you get to the point where you can see the shadow of the vehicle, and the sun is always behind them when they land, it's actually really relatively straightforward to judge your speed and altitude. So I said to him, look, given the information, if you got to the point where your computer was out and you were low on fuel, would you have just said, I'm going to land this thing? And he said, he took a couple of seconds and said, yeah, I think I probably would. So, as a true test pilot would, I suppose. So that was wonderful. So then the evening finished, and just before the evening finished, a woman came up to one of the main organisers of the Honeysuckle Creek group that I was sitting with, whisper, 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 and we were all invited back behind the stage. We'd like to have a chat with Neil Armstrong. So I said, yes. So... We walked up, we stood around and waited for a few moments, and then we walked into a room, and I was expecting, you know, like we'd all stand there for 20 minutes and then the great man would walk in with fanfare. But that didn't happen. We walked in the room and we were just sort of standing around, and I looked over, and here's this guy in a suit standing there having a chat to somebody, and that was Neil Armstrong. So after I took my turn, after a couple of the other Honeysuckle Creek guys had had a chat with him, and I walked up and shook his hand, and I had a... in the end, I had about 15 to 20 minutes of discussion with Neil Armstrong. So it was an incredible experience.
Well, thank you, Peter. Now, I understand that tomorrow people can meet you and perhaps shake the hand that shook the hand of Neil Armstrong.
I must confess I have washed my hands since I shook hands with Neil Armstrong, but yes, I will bring my hand along and I'll have a bit more to chat. Yes. I'll have a few photos I took and things of the night, tomorrow night. So the meeting is tomorrow night at the Oakley RSL from 7 p.m. to about 9:30 p.m. It's a free event. It's a monthly meeting at the Space Association. And please come along. If you need some details, go to www.space.asn.au and that will give you all the information about when, where and how. Turn up. You don't have to pay entry. It's a good fun night, and it's close to public transport. So it's in Oakley.
Okay. It's actually at 95 Drummond Street, Oakley. Drummond Street, Oakley.